A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. This is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devraj. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss about the word Santosha. Let's decode it and go a little more deeper, understanding how this can actually be a skill set and a practice. The word Santosha, if you look at the Sanskrit English dictionaries, it'll have multiple meanings like happiness, fulfillment, joy, and even contentment. All of this can be attributed to the word Santosha. And by the way, the word Santosha is also part of the Yama Niyamas. In fact, it's part of the Niyama, which is like, it's like a practice according to Patanjali, that this has to be practiced for you to reach a state of enlightenment or the highest state of consciousness. So it's actually a practice. It's actually a skill set that you develop, just like you develop a muscle or you develop any skill. Maybe you are not good at it in the beginning, but slowly it becomes an effortless practice, just like driving. In the beginning, you are very conscious, but later it becomes an effortless process. The same, you know, is the skill set that we can give to Santosha. So if you decode the word Santosha, it has two sounds, San and Tosha. The word Tosha means acceptance, and San means complete. So in fact, the word Santosha does not mean happiness. It actually means complete acceptance. And as a result of your acceptance, that is when you become happy, or you become at a state of ease. In fact, dis-ease is I'm not at ease. And when are we not at ease? When we are not accepting the reality. So usually we attribute happiness to something as a result of what is happening in the external world. Of course, when things are going easy, our ability to be happy is also quite possible. But we can definitely argue with that hypothesis, because there are many times when external circumstances need not be so comfortable. External circumstances, in fact, could have a lot of pain, but still, deep inside, we could be fulfilled, we could be happy. In fact, if you see people who are climbing big mountains, they are in actually real pain. But somewhere they feel that happiness of achievement or happiness of doing something. There are people who give up extremely well-paid jobs and they go to volunteer in some parts of the world, and where they will not be paid, they will not have the best comfortable living standards, but still there is a lot of fulfillment. And in fact, the word success without fulfillment is worse than failure. So maybe you're successful externally, but deep inside you're not accepting this is not what you wanted. So where does this skill set, Santosha, come from, and how can we develop that? Now here, one of the most powerful statements that we can relate is from the book Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Now here he makes a quote, "Accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. Make it your friend and ally, not your enemy. This will miraculously transform your whole life." So what he's trying to say is, every moment, don't fight it with your mind. Oh, this shouldn't be like this. This could have been like that. Instead, maybe we do have the choice to act on it. We do have the choice to change something. We do have the choice to influence it. But let go of the fight in your mind. Like if it's raining, there is nothing we can do about it. But we accept it. At the same time, maybe let me get a raincoat or an umbrella or see what can be done to change it. So the idea is accept the moment as it is. But that doesn't mean when you're accepting, you don't have the power to change. Now, in fact, there is a recent book that I read by Naval Ravikant, Almanac of Naval Ravikant. I highly recommend people to read that book. It's a very powerful book with a lot of wisdom that he has shared. In fact, I didn't know about Naval Ravikant until I read this book. A very phenomenal book. Now, here he talks about desire. He gives a definition of desire. But there are a lot of truth to this desire statement, but at the same time, there is one aspect that I would like to give my opinion here. So he says, desire is a contract you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. I will repeat that again. Desire is a contract you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. So in fact, he here puts like desire is something that's going to make you upset because you have an expectation and you are making it very clear you are not at peace with your current moment and you want something. You are here, but this is not where you want to be, but you want to be somewhere else. So you're upset in this current moment. Now, there is a lot of truth to this. Well, you could have desires, but at the same time, you could also have the complete acceptance of this moment. Now, this is my observation on this. Like if I listen to one of the speeches of Esther Hicks, where she talks about, you are so happy in this moment, at the same time, you're excited about what's coming next. You're so happy in this moment, at the same time, you're excited about what's coming next. That's the sweet spot that we have to be in. Now, that's a skill that we have to develop, which means if there is something and your mind is complaining about it, just become aware of it. What is this teaching me? Why am I so resistant to this? In fact, you know, if you read many books on healing, it talks about how to let go of resistance. And resistance is the biggest block or roadblock for healing. And in fact, we can also define healing is the way to make peace with reality, or healing is the art of letting go of your resistance. In fact, constipation is actually resistance. You could have constipation in the body, constipation in the mind. And what is the antidote for constipation? Something that we give it as laxative. And what is laxative? It is relax, letting go. And letting go of the resistance means the need to control. And you're letting go of that because you are going with the flow. Now, in fact, once I was having a discussion with a few people and I was talking about the concept of going with the flow. So one person said, you know, it's only the dead fish that goes with the flow. So for a moment, I thought, oh my God, isn't that true? It's the dead fish that goes with the flow because the fish can swim against the flow. But then I was thinking, maybe you haven't tried river rafting. In river rafting, you don't go upstream, you go with the flow, and that's the joy of it. So it's actually the life is like that river of that current, and we are accepting every moment, at the same time excited about what's coming next. And that's what this word santosha means, and it all starts with your breath. It all starts with connecting with your body. In fact, every time when patients come for a Ayurveda retreat for Panchakarma at Sitaram, now they will be coming with a lot of goals. Okay, I want to lose weight, I want to get rid of my pain, I want to sleep better, I want to have peace of mind, and I want to be more flexible, and I want to get rid of the symptom, I want to have better digestion. They will come with a lot of goals. And one of the first things I tell them, congratulations that you are aware where you want to go, but at the same time, make peace with where you are right now. And there is going to be a transit time. And what Sitaram that we have created here is to make that transit period comfortable, which means accepting that transit period. Sometimes, oh, I want to lose that weight so quickly, but I'm very impatient. And impatience is actually a kind of resistance because I don't trust what's coming next. And that lack of trust actually keeps you there because you are not open to the idea of what can happen next. Because unless I reach the end part, I'm not going to enjoy it. So santosha also means enjoying that transit period. And the more we are able to accept that transit period, the wonders of the world, the wonders of the universe will just unfold effortlessly. I hope this helped you a lot to understand. Every moment, take it as an opportunity to accept this moment. In fact, I practice this as a lot of times. You know, sometimes there are times where I feel, oh, this is not good. But again, come back to your breath, come back to your current moment, come back to your senses. And what is it? This is the current moment that I chose. But that doesn't mean I have to live with it for the rest of my life. But I'm choosing it, I'm seeing what is good in it, what is it teaching me? Now, one or two decades before, there was an article when the oil prices went really up. In fact, it's going up now too. One of the chairmen of a big oil company, he made a statement. It's not always bad that the oil prices go up, because when the oil prices go up, people become more sensitive and they will stop being a spendthrift. They will start valuing things that they have. they will be more concerned about how they are spending. So they will avoid a lot of unwanted movement, unwanted things. Well, I was like, oh, this person is really talking sense. In fact, when the oil prices went go up, it really did make people think twice. Should I make this trip? Should I unwantedly buy this? So it changes a lot of things. We will become more content, and the constraints are what actually brings out our creativity. So every constraint is an opportunity to bring in creativity, and every constraint is an opportunity for us to make peace with the reality. Are you accepting this moment? If not, look into it. Where are you resisting? What is it that you need to let go? And this is not just for the mind, it's also for the body. And that's when our shoulders are relaxed, our jaws are relaxed, our neck is relaxed. All these points are where the resistance will build up. And that is where, you know, when we say it's a pain in the neck, this is where we build up the resistance. Also, we have many other pain in different parts of the body, and that is all where resistance is happening. I hope you enjoyed this wisdom and the information. Hope you enjoyed. And if you're looking for an online consultation for Ayurveda to enhance the quality of your health and well-being, please check the show notes of this podcast. You can click on that link and book a session with me. And if you have any financial constraints, there is also a link where you can apply for it, and I'm happy to do it. If you have any difficulty with finances, I'm more than happy to help you there. Thank you all. Looking forward to see you with the same next episode. Thank you.